City. Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast. Feels good. Bendigo
Tripwire. So yesterday we received a phone call from Steve Young, and boy did he hit us with a story, Cogs. A story that just keeps on giving. We're going to recap for you now. Then I'm going to tell you a little bit of information that I found out since. Then we're going to speak to Emily, who was on the scene when it happened.
Let's have a listen to Steve Young yesterday on Triple M.
But I was walking along Arnold Street 2 weeks ago and clapped on the side of the road.
Oh, really?
No,
mate.
And then some random people came and did CPR and saw me collapse and rang the ambulance, and happy ending after that.
Did you find out who they were after you came good again?
No, I was unconscious for a day and a half.
Oh, gee.
2 days and raced off to Melbourne. And when the ambulance took over, they, of course, used the paddles and everything else. So brought me back to life.
Bloody hell, mate.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm very, very grateful for these unknown people who stopped and did the right thing for me.
Oh, wow. We need to find out who they are, mate, because you're with us. Oh, that's heavy.
Now, we did end up finding about one person that was involved. We got a call by a bloke by the name of Pete, not his real name, and he told us that a guy that he knew called Shane Miller, who lives in Queensland, was on the scene. We've since found out that there were a few more people involved. We had a message on our Facebook page yesterday. A woman, I won't say her name, but she actually works at the City of Greater Bendigo. She was on the scene with her 13-year-old son, Cogs.
Wow.
What she was doing, from what I gather, Shane Miller had a mobile phone and he'd called Triple O, and he was actually doing the instructions for CPR, you know, all the breathing and the pulse timing.
Yep.
There were two nurses that just happened to be in the vicinity when it happened that were working on, and one's Emily, who we'll talk to soon, so they were working on Stephen. Back to this woman that works at the City of Greater Bendigo. She was calling out, as I said, the instructions for CPR and also helping with directing traffic. Now, when she left the scene, when the ambulance came, she thought that Stephen was gone.
Wow.
She absolutely thought that Stephen was gone, and so did her 13-year-old son.
Oh, dear.
Until yesterday morning. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that is.
And so the relief yesterday, Cogs, was just amazing.
Yeah, I could imagine,
And next we're going to talk to Emily, one of the nurses on the ground that did administer CPR.
Local hero. Steve Young, North Bendigo resident, collapsed Arnold Street a few weeks back, and he wasn't meant to make it. He has made it, but the people on the scene didn't think that, did they?
No, and it's a story that's just got so many sides. On 13:27:10, we say good morning now to Nurse Emily, who was on the scene and helped to administer CPR. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Emily, can you just take us through your side of the story from your perspective? Thanks.
Yeah, sure. So I was just driving. I was actually on the way to a doctor's appointment, and I saw a man on the side of the road and a few people around him, and I just thought, I'd better stop and see what's going on. And I pulled over, and there was a man with him already and had him on his side. And when I approached him, thought he'd had a seizure and had a little look, and we realised he wasn't breathing. So we started some CPR and kept that going for a few minutes, and there was a man there on the phone to the ambo. There was a few people around by then, and we just sort of did what we had to do, and it just comes naturally, I guess, but we just wanted to make sure he was okay. And it's just so glad to hear that he is okay.
Now, you didn't know until yesterday either, Emily, did you, that he had survived?
No, we had no idea. I really wanted to know. Obviously, I've thought about it every day since, but we couldn't really find out that information. Just such a relief.
You would have been so relieved yesterday. There's also a bit of a twist to the story. Just want to talk us through that, because you told me about that yesterday, about the guy that was working on Stephen alongside you, another nurse. Tell us about that.
So when I did get there and we started the CPR and we sort of kept talking to each other and doing what we had to do, both being in our casual clothes outside of work. I didn't actually even realise it was one of my colleagues until the end. So I guess we were just doing what we had to do, and then we looked up, we realised we both work at the same place, and he's actually been one of my educators before. So,
and you you told him where to put his hands, and he was your educator.
Wow. The thing, it would have been easy for you to stop, not to stop, to keep going, because a lot of people do. So well done. And I think, you know, if we go back 5 to 10 years, a lot of people were driving, still weren't they? They just went, oh, well, not my problem. These days, hopefully, we're big wheels turned, and we're coming back to helping people out, which sounds like you were part of it, Emily.
Yeah, I mean, I was. Everyone that was there did a great job, and then when the ambos took over, it was just really great to see. But of course, not knowing how he actually went in the end was a little bit hard. But it's just great to hear from him now, and yeah, I hope he's well. And
well, just on that, Emily, what we're hoping to do is we're hoping to reunite Stephen Young with yourself and Rowan, your colleague, and also the lady that works at the City of Greater Bendigo and her 13-year-old son. We want to try and get you guys together and have a coffee and have a chat, because we know that Stephen would love to thank all of you personally. So stay tuned for that, Emily.
Yeah, definitely. That would be great.
All right. Well done, Emily. Good
awesome job.
Awesome job,
everyone
involved.
If
anything happens to us, Emily, we hope you're around.
No worries.
Thanks so much, Emily. What a lovely end to a tragic story. Well, could have been a tragic story.
Yeah, right here in the heart of town in Arnold Street. Steve's okay, and they'll all have a coffee, and sure there'll be tears at Triple M.